Hello and welcome. Today we would like to focus your attention upon the topic of finding your life's purpose. Now there's often a lot of angst around this topic for so many people. So we'd like to share our perspective to help you better understand how you can go about discovering yours. Now you see, when your soul chose to come into this physical body, it did so with such great anticipation, such excitement for the experience that it would have in duality. Never once did any soul intend to come into this physical life to struggle or to have challenges just for the sake of growing and learning. Though, that is what many people have come to believe. So we want to help with this misinterpretation. You did, however, intend to use each negative experience much like a catalyst for a new and improved creation, because duality presents you with so many different opportunities to choose from. And as a result, you can't help but continue to create something else. There are so many who act as if the soul is a separate entity, which we find to be a bit humorous. It's as if it's sitting somewhere above you, and it's decreed that you must have this life, that you must make do in order for the overall growth that would take place from this experience that you have. But it's not like that at all. You choose this life with your own free will. Each life that you have chosen it with your own free will. And you're excited about all the different opportunities that you'd have available to you to create something new. You wanted to create something better. You wanted to create something different than perhaps anything you've ever experienced before. You're always looking for a new setup, if you will. So you see, each and every single soul intended to come and continually create their dreams into physical reality. You wanted to share the nature of duality. You wanted to really relish in all of the contrast that would naturally propel you forward, much like a bow and arrow. We oftentimes talk about analogies. And so that bow and arrow is one that we use quite often. Essentially, if you were to pull the bow back as far as you possibly could and launch that arrow would soar. And so that's what some of the contrasting experiences, the negative experiences, end up being for you. Something to push off of to create something different, because you are constantly able to gather that feedback using your logical mind that says whether you like something or whether you don't. Now, you chose a few things before you incarnated. You chose your biological family, and you chose where you were born, and perhaps the time frame that you were going to be born into. And you were well aware of the environment that you would spend some of those early years in. And of course, we've talked about this, that you've made so many different agreements with lots of different souls that if your paths should cross, you'd have all sorts of different kinds of relationships with them. You agreed upon that. Now, you knew that there was a tremendous amount of flexibility in each life because of the free will that you have. So each decision that you make in every moment, it naturally leads to a different set of paths, different people that you encounter, different circumstances that you have. Some experiences are far more likely to manifest than others, but you knew the great possibilities that awaited when you came into this physical body. You could see all of the potentials, and you knew that they would shift and change based on the free will decisions that you made when you came here. This was incredibly exciting to you. That's the exciting part. We oftentimes say that it's much like a roller coaster. It's intense, and it goes up, and it's down, and it's fast, and it winds. But as soon as you hop off, you want to get back on again because you want to see what else you can create from that. And you oftentimes, you have interests, you have passions that you've cultivated, that you've carried with you from lifetime to lifetime. They kind of thread through. It's not as if each lifetime is divided by a concrete wall. There are permeable lines. They're simply separated by vibration. So in other words, those that have, let's say, a love for music in one life will have a predisposition for picking it up more naturally in another life. Maybe somebody's really great at playing the piano. Maybe they were Beethoven in another life, and now suddenly they're able to pick this up at 4 years old and naturally are incredibly gifted at playing the piano. It's not always quite like that, but we're just giving a simple explanation or an example to kind of show you how it threads through. Now, before we move forward with this discussion, we want to take a moment to make something very, very clear to you. It's really important. And that is that you cannot disappoint your soul. You don't ever have to worry about not achieving enough or not learning enough or not being enough, because this just isn't possible. Your soul doesn't look at each life with the opinions and the judgments that your human mind does. It has a much different perspective. It sees the benefit in every single experience. It sees the opportunity that you're going to gain from every lesson. And it looks at each life as really a wonderful exploration of all that is. So though the soul does have intentions, it does have desires for each life, it never ever walks away from any life feeling disappointed, because you're an eternal being. There's no finish line, and it's a constant state of becoming. So in other words, it's really never over. So the soul sees the many potentials gained from each experience and every experience that resulted from each life and all of the variables that come from it. All of the different choices that you could have made, all of the different experiences that you could have had, also continue to play out from that lifetime and are now existed for all of eternity. So with that being said, we also understand that each of you want more than anything to feel fulfilled. You want to feel satisfied. You want to feel accomplished, and you want to feel proud of the life that you're living or the life that you've kind of made for yourself. Your lives are the sum total of all of the collective choices that you've made throughout your entire life. Each choice was made with your own free will, and it's led you to this unique place in your life where no one has ever stood before. No one's ever looked from your looking glass before, ever. So here you sit, and you're yearning for something more, something to help you feel inspired, to help you feel passionate, help you feel fulfilled. But it's as if you're looking for some momentous event that'll let you know that, yes, you are living your life to the fullest. Now, we would agree that the monotony of some modern life and the habits that you typically have that's filled with a lot of schedules, a lot of responsibilities, that they can leave you feeling a bit bored, it's a bit mundane, and this often leads you to feeling unfulfilled. So all of you want to feel valued. In fact, really every single being, regardless of what body they have, every single being wants to feel needed, and they need to feel like they're serving a purpose. It's innate within all of you. And so when you have a desire, it could be any desire, any kind of desire, and it could be one that you perceive as being a more physical, kind of tangible from your material world, or it could be one that's based where you would consider it to be more of a spiritual desire. But it really makes no difference. Every single desire that you have is at one with your soul. You're not separate from your soul. It's not lording over you. It's not making decisions without you. You are one and the same. It's just you have a different perspective at the moment than your higher self. But your higher self is still well aware of all that you continue to span out from, all that you continue to experience. So your soul does, however, maintain that higher perspective. And so sometimes it absolutely can see even better choices than you're maybe consciously aware of at any given time. But if you were aware of that better choice, of course, you would desire it as well. So sometimes it can feel as though you're hitting a lot of roadblocks where you want there to be an open door and you are just ramrodding it. You're just pushing. But that's just because you're getting redirected to something even better. That's not your door. Something that's even more in alignment with what you said you wanted, or more importantly, what you created in your mind of a desire. Not so much what you say, but what you feel, what you vibrationally create. Something that you said that you wanted, and the universe knows how to deliver it to you. So it always is able to maintain that higher perspective, that bird's eye view of all of the different choices that sometimes your conscious mind isn't aware of. And many of you will come and you'll say, I want to know what my life purpose is. I want to know what I came here to do. I feel bored. I feel unfulfilled. I feel like I'm wasting my life. Your life's purpose, it really can be a very incredibly broad topic. So we're going to do our best to help you narrow it down as we move through this message, as we help to offer you some clarity to help you get clearer about what it is that you specifically came here to do, what makes you feel inspired, what makes you feel fulfilled. So we'll first give you the most simplified statement of what each soul really intended that we possibly can before we just move on and further elaborate through this. Ready? Your soul came here to have a physical experience. It came here to explore. It came here to create something new. It came here to dream something brand new that it has never, ever had the opportunity to explore before, ever. Period. Notice that you didn't hear us say that your soul came here to change the world. Notice that we didn't say that your soul came here to save someone. Notice that we didn't say that your soul came here to grow through troubles or through a punishment of something that you have to pay back for in another life. It came here to have a physical experience, to have experiences that never, ever have been created before. With that new setup, you have new desires. And one thing that's certain is that you absolutely will have an experience when you come here. You can't fail to have an experience. That's a guarantee. So you wanted to use each experience like a catalyst to create something even better, something new, something improved. So yes, your soul came here to explore, came here to dream, came here to create. But that's not to say that you don't also have a more specific purpose, and we'll help you become more clear about that purpose as we move forward. So each and every soul does in fact have desires of what it could explore and accomplish before it even steps foot into that physical body. In other words, you saw potentials and you saw opportunities for this lifetime before you incarnated. You see, from the higher perspective, one that's free from doubts and the fears and the logical mind and the challenges that you encounter, you saw the tremendous potentials that awaited you. And you had dreams that you held before you even entered this body that you set into motion long before you found yourself seeking for them. Now, every thought that is ever thought, regardless of whether you're in a physical reality or if you're in a non-physical reality, it creates momentum. So in other words, it can't ever be unthought. Of course, sure, the momentum can fade and therefore it doesn't actually physically materialize, but it's always going to exist vibrationally from that point on. You thought it, you created it. So the dreams and the desires that you held for yourself before you incarnated, they created momentum, which set paths in motion for you to manifest those desires before you ever became consciously aware of them. It's pretty profound to think about that you had set some of those in motion before you were even conceived. So the big question is, well, all right, I love that, but how do I become consciously aware of what my soul intended in this life? Now, this is the really fun part, because realize that you came here with a map filled with signposts, filled with clues that would continually guide you towards what would fulfill you most. And these signs and these clues, they're your passions, they're your interests. They're held within everything that you enjoy doing, everything you enjoy seeing, everything you enjoy creating, everything that just makes you feel excited and happy and blissful. So you came here equipped with everything you needed to achieve any and all of those dreams that you held. And that goes for the dreams that your soul had before it entered this body, as well as the dreams that you had as you've been going along, that you've been creating them and kind of conjuring them with your logical mind of being able to look at your physical environment and see what you like and what you don't like. And as a result, as soon as you have a interaction or an encounter with a negative experience, you immediately know that you don't like it and you want its opposite. So you're constantly creating these new desires. Now imagine that you were planning on going on a wonderful adventure, one that's filled with all sorts of really great treasures that you can find. And you could cover large amounts of terrain. You could see amazing sights. You could eat great food. You could feel pleasure. You could meet incredible friends on this journey. And you knew that this adventure would be so exciting. It would be filled with all kinds of surprises. And yes, there would be some dangers. There would be some potential stumbling blocks and some resistance, but the reward was limitless. What would you bring for that adventure to prepare yourself for that journey? Well, we'll tell you that you would need a map, right? You need a map of some sort to guide you along your way. You would need to bring some tools that could assist you in times that perhaps maybe you got into some sort of negative experience, and you'd need a compass to help you find your way if you were lost. But the interesting thing is that you did bring all of those things with you on this journey through your physical life, because those tools that you came here with consist of the most powerful creation tools in the universe, and you have them at your disposal, one of which being your imagination, and the other, your ability to focus. And so you also came here with a map that would allow you to follow this journey with such enjoyment, so exciting, so exhilarating. And those are your passions. They're your interests, all of the things that you love in this world. Certainly you've lived long enough to become aware of some things that you enjoy. And so you brought a compass to ensure that you would never truly get lost, that you could maybe make a wrong turn, but you would always be able to find your way back. And your heart, your emotions, those are the compass. That's the compass to let you know which direction that you should be steering in. Your emotions let you know when you're moving towards something that feels good, and it lets you know when you're focused on something that does not, so that you can course correct. So you already have everything that you need. But what good are tools if you don't know how to use them? They're, of course, useless. So let's take some time to expand on how you can use those tools to navigate through this journey in a more enjoyable or a more satisfying and fulfilling way towards what you desire most. So let's begin talking about your imagination, because all of you came here equipped with this magnificent tool. And yet, quite frankly, we watch so many of you misuse it, because you have at your disposal this most powerful tool, which can transport you to any place. It can transport you to any time, as long as you choose to be there. And you can use this tool to conjure the most magnificent reality that you could possibly imagine. Or you could use it to torture yourself with worry and anxiety and your greatest fears and what it feels like to have that happen right now. You see, we don't perceive any difference between the thoughts and the images that you hold in your imagination and the reality that you're standing seemingly within. But we understand that your physical reality appears to be more real because it's tangible, because your five physical senses have access to them. But from our perspective, everything's vibrational. But of course, we understand that for the time being, you're very much wanting your dreams to not only be vibrational, but you want them to be physical as well. And so your imagination really acts as the window or the preview of what's located on all of the other potential channels that you can access. We oftentimes talk about the analogy of the television, that you can channel surf, that you can move through those different channels, finding the one that resonates most, finding the one that you like the program that's on most. And so your imagination is really the remote control. It's the opportunity to view what else there is, because the logical mind can only conjure what it's experienced so far and what it's witnessed in others, but it can't create something new. That's the imagination. And we can guarantee you that you have the ability to physically experience anything that you've seen in your imagination, regardless of how big it appears, because you wouldn't have been able to conjure it in your mind in the first place. You wouldn't have been able to access that thought if you didn't also have the ability to fully tune yourself to that physical experience. So you can use your imagination, and it can propel you quite literally to your greatest dreams, to your aspirations, to really help you visualize in a way that is so tangible, to create it exactly the way that you want it. Or you can use it to torture yourself and to bring yourself to the biggest fears of what could happen that you don't want and feel as if it's taking place. But one thing is for sure, what you focus on will always expand. So we always remind you, be mindful, be deliberate about those thoughts that you allow. Now, this is where your deliberate focus comes into play, because when you deliberately choose what you prefer to think about, you begin to resonate with that new thought and everything like it. So your emotions are constantly giving you feedback about the most dominant vibration that you're tuned to at any given time. So now at this point, you're thinking, okay, so how does all of this help me better understand what I came here to do? So now we'll help you to become more clear about your life's purpose by asking you two very important questions. And we really want you to ponder these, really mull over them, make a physical list if you must, but really think about them. So our first question is, what do you love to do? What are the things that you just love most in life? Some people love to paint. Some people love to draw and sculpt and build and decorate. Some people like to design. Some people like to cook. Some people love to garden. Some people like to landscape or read or write. Some people love to teach and inspire others. Some people love to spend time with children. Some people like to spend time with animals. Some of you love sports. You love to exercise. You love to train. You love to coach. You love to do yoga. Some of you are really drawn to healing and energy work. Some of you are more organized, and some of you are more of a planner and you like to be on a schedule, and others like to live more spontaneously. So we ask you, if money were no issue, all of the responsibilities that you have are taken care of, you had all the time in the world, what would your day look like? How would you spend your day? Because we can tell you, relaxing gets bored quickly. So when you have all of that taken care of, and it doesn't have to be just one thing, make a list of some of the things that you just thoroughly love, that's what you would fill your day with, just simply for the sheer satisfaction of it. See, everyone enjoys something. And actually, most of you enjoy lots of different things, and that's good. You have lots of contrast. You have lots of different choices to pick from at any one time. So you don't have to pick just one thing. Oftentimes, things that you love to do, they seem to be separate from each other. They seem to be unrelated. However, when strung together, they often weave something so perfectly woven for you that it just makes your soul sing. It just makes your soul vibrate with such bliss, even to think about it, to kind of interweave some of the things that you love to do and ask and pose the question, how can I use them together? So we really want you to think about this question. It's a really important one. What would your perfect day look like? So perhaps you're singing on stage to millions, or maybe that would be terrifying to you. Maybe you're coaching your favorite team, or maybe you're curled up on a porch writing a novel. Maybe you're making a meal. Maybe you're preparing it. Maybe you're cooking. What does the dream life look like? It could be lots of different things. We keep giving you lots of different choices and different areas to kind of perhaps trigger some ideas for you. Maybe you love caring for wildlife, or maybe you work at a sanctuary, or maybe you are swimming in the oceans with dolphins. Maybe you're traveling the world. Maybe you're submerging yourself in other cultures and learning new languages. Could be anything. Write these down and think about some of the things that you just absolutely enjoy. Many of you think of your passions as simply something that you should be doing in your spare time. Some of the things that you could do when you have time for it. But really, they can be explored in a way that is so satisfying, so enjoyable to you, that you have the opportunity to be able to create them as a way of life. That so many of you think that your passions are simply for recreation, that they are essentially there just for the sheer fun of it. that you couldn't possibly spend your time doing what you love because you have obligations, you have responsibilities that require your time and attention. But your passions, they're so much more important than most of you realize. They are your signposts. They're your clues that are meant to guide you into doing what you came here to do. To explore your limitless potential while following your joy. So we encourage you to take some time and really reflect on all that you love. Write down as many things as you possibly can think of and imagine that you're writing the story of your life. What would the most perfect day look like or the most perfect experience look like for you that you can possibly imagine at this point? Now, we said that we had two questions for you. And so the first was, what do you love to do? The second part of our question is, how can you use your passions to be of service to others while also creating abundance for yourself? This is the biggest hang-up for most humans because you don't oftentimes have too much trouble locating some things that you really like, but how you can make money doing them, how you can be of service to others doing them, that's the part that gets you confused. So we're going to help you with this. But when we say others, we don't mean that you need to serve millions or billions of people. It could be that you just served one person. That's not any less important. But the question that just really seems to put in a lot of resistance is that suddenly all of those limiting beliefs around money that so many humans hold in lots of different cultures of how money can be created and how it's allowed to come in and what you can provide for money begin to surface. They come up to the surface and it starts to well up and your logical mind fills in all of the reasons why you can't do what you love and make money. But we want you to take a look at the list that you made of all of the things that you love. And we want you to think outside the box. And we want you to pose the question, how can I be of service to others while following what I love most? So sometimes the answer comes in immediately. But more often than not, it's something that now you've posed that question. And so naturally, if there is a question, there is an answer. And so if there is something you are desiring, there is a way to receive it. And so just simply knowing and acknowledging that alone naturally starts to open the door because you've posed a question in a way that you perhaps haven't posed it quite before. And so you may find that you start to get some aha moments or some examples come into your reality that you haven't seen before. And you start to see experiences that you can start to integrate. You can kind of think and use them as examples to build some new ideas, some new concepts of how you can put all of that together. So for some of you, the answer to this question, it's going to come much easier than others. But even if you're not entirely sure, we want you to feel what it feels like to experience some of those things on your list. We oftentimes talk about skipping to the end. And so what we want you to do is completely skip over the how of how will this actually manifest? Because frankly, at the moment, it's actually quite irrelevant. All that matters is getting clear about what you want, what you love, what that picture looks like. Don't worry about the practicality, the likelihood of something being practical. That's where most of you get stuck. So just get clear about the what. And so from that, you naturally start to summon quite magnetically the answers to those questions. Now, if you're unsure how you can be of service to others while following your joy, we want you to simply leave the question alone at the moment and just know that by simply asking the question that the answer is on its way to you. All you have to do now is just find a way to allow the answer to come in and it'll be drawn naturally to you as you're not trying to figure it out. It just dawns on you. You may be driving in the car. You may be singing along to your favorite song. You may be walking in nature, or maybe you're sitting peacefully, just watching the rain, and a spark of inspiration, an aha moment just streams through. It just pops into your head. Remember, you're not trying to figure something out. You're allowing the answer that already exists to flow in effortlessly to you. That's a big difference. So acknowledging that there is an answer is part of allowing yourself to receive it. So many of you will come to us with such frustration, such aggravation and despair, because you think that in order to have really a life worth living, that you have to make an epic impact on a massive amount of people. And sure, that's certainly a worthwhile cause. That's something that's exciting, but only if it's something that you're passionate about. That those that have really left, we would say, the greatest impact on the world didn't set out to change the world. That wasn't their mission. They just followed their passions and they were led to those experiences because it was part of the path unfolding for them. You see the difference? It's not that they were setting out to have a massive impact on millions and millions or billions of people. It's that they started from where they were and followed the things that they thoroughly enjoyed, that it naturally just kept getting bigger. The momentum kept giving them more to feed on. And so you came to explore your limitless potential as a creator being here in this physical reality, so that you could literally turn your dreams into physical reality. There is just nothing like the experience of getting to watch your dreams manifest physically. You don't have to prove your worth to anyone. You don't have to change the world. You don't have to do anything more spiritual to become the divine, eternal, spiritual being that you already are. You couldn't possibly be more worthy than you already are. You're so free that you can feel separate. You're so free that you can feel unworthy. You're so free that you can choose to feel undeserving of something that is innately yours. But we implore you and really encourage you to feel your limitless power, your limitless potential flow through you effortlessly. You see, the soul, it's so much more interested in the experience of the journey than it ever is in the destination of where you end up. And that's the thing that most humans forget. So we really encourage you to create desires, create goals, create dreams for yourself, but remember to live in the moment, because we encourage you to be as playful as possible, be as lighthearted as possible, to dream uninhibited by practicality, and to be as present in the now moment as you possibly can be, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to make use of the tools that you brought. Your emotions, they can only be felt right now. Your imagination can only be used right now. You came here to explore. You came here to create. You came here to dream. You've done all of those things, and you'll continue to do so. So now you can move forward with more clarity, with more certainty, knowing that you can simply follow your passions to help you guide yourself along this really miraculous journey that you have incarnated into. And every passion that you find and is really, it's just another treasure that you've discovered. It's another way to delight yourself with a new joy as you continue to look for more that continues to make your heart sing. So we hope that you have found this message to be helpful. And we thank you so much for the opportunity to connect. And in love and light, we are your angelic guides.